Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 34th week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
God will fulfill his promises, not because of what we do, but because of who he is. Well, verse number 2. I love this. Because he had said it and he had spoken. Look in verse number 2. For Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age. Now look at this next phrase. At the set time. At the set time. That's important. I'm going to get to that in just a second. Of which God had spoken to him. Sarah conceived, and then it talks about Abraham in his old age. Abraham was 100 years old. Sarah was 90 years of age when she gave birth to Isaac. Sarah was young enough also not only to have a child, but to nurse him. Remember, look in verse number 7, that Sarah had given children suck. So not only was she able to bear a son, she was able to nurse him at 90 years of age. And Abraham, I have in quotes here, I wrote all this down yesterday. Abraham was quote unquote young enough, even though he's 100 years old, he was young enough not only to have a child, to father a child, but also he had 6 other sons of a wife named Keturah after Sarah passed away. He married again. Married somebody named Keturah, and he had 6 more sons. Well, God miraculously heals. When he heals, it's not a partial healing, but a complete and instant restoration. Unlike many faith healers, and I'll pick on them today, I'll stay focused on a lesson, but a lot of faith healers, so-called faith healers out there, when they do healings, it's never complete, if anything. I won't go into that. But when you, every time you saw healing in the Bible, it was always complete and instantaneously. The blind was able to see. The deaf could hear. You didn't have to hear. I remember as a kid watching Daddy had me watch, we watched crazy stuff. And Ernest Angley, he'd speak into the little kid, you know, and deaf couldn't hear. And he'd say, baby. Y'all ever seen him, Dave? Remember? Baby. And the little kid would say, baby. You know, he'd like, I'm telling you, when God healed, when Jesus healed, it was instantaneous. It was complete. The blind could see. The lame could walk, walking and leaping and praising God. They could run a marathon. When God heals somebody, it's complete. And he touched Sarah in a way, I think it actually restored some beauty to her. I won't go, remember we talked about when these people were looking at Sarah and wanted him, Abimelech wanted him to be one of his concubines, remember? At an old age, she must have still been a looker at that age, and remember we looked at that last time I was here, where God put a curse on Abimelech and his whole family and all that. Well, we won't go into that, but you remember some of it was even to death. And he said, Abimelech went and said, remove this from me. And the Bible talked about where then his family then could have children again, because God had he'd shut it down for a little bit, lest Abimelech had went in unto Sarah. But anyway, he obviously, Sarah became, restored her health, her vitality, able to even nurse. And then notice in that verse, at the set time, Genesis 17:2. Turn back with me just a couple chapters. Genesis 17:2. He's talking about this covenant. But my covenant will I establish with Isaac, which Sarah shall bear unto thee at this set time in the next year. At God's perfect time. At that perfect set time. God told him in Genesis chapter number 17. And then we see in Genesis 21, at that set time which God had spoken to him. By the way, you know, it was God's timing, not Abraham or Sarah's timing. It already messed up for years. They tried to do their own thing, and they made a mess of it. And we got wars today because of the Ishmael thing and all, and we'll get into that maybe later on this morning. But I want you to you see that it was God's timing. We often become impatient waiting for God to work. But remember, it's all in His time. But we want it now. It's so hard to wait. That's why I love the psalmist when he says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and He heard my cry. I waited patiently. Well, with patience, if we wait patiently, it will come to pass in His perfect time. Let me just read, don't turn, a very, very familiar passage of Scripture to you in Ecclesiastes chapter 3. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. It's talking about the purposes of God. There's perfect timing, a set time, a time to be born and a time to die. Boy, I could talk about these a while. You know, unless you do something stupid and go out there in the middle of Havendale and step in front of a car and usurp your will over God's will, God has a set time for you. Living, and are you following? I won't get into that. That's a whole other message. But there is a time to be born and a time. No, by the way, nobody was ever born by accident. Don't you ever let somebody say, I'm an accident. You never was an accident. I care who you are. If you was born in a hospital or a backseat of a car somewhere, there's a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up, which is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, rejoicing, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. COVID-21 or whatever that's called, I'm kidding. You'll get that on the way home, time for embracing. That was the hardest thing for me, dear. I'm a hugger. Just the other day, I went to hug somebody and they stuck their hand out. They wanted a fist bump instead of, I took it and okay, here's your fist bump. I understand. And a time to keep from embracing. A time to get and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to rend and a time to sow. Listen to this. A time to keep silent and a time to speak. Would to God we'd all learn that one. A time to keep silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. And then we read in verse number 11. He hath made everything beautiful in His time. In His time. Also, He has set the world in their heart so that no man could find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. And then we read in verse number 17. I said in mine heart, God shall judge the wicked, shall judge the righteous and the wicked, for there is a time there for every purpose and for every work. And in Sarah's case, there was a set time for Isaac to be born. In our case, God has set times for us. Let me just use this as an illustration. I'll just move on, okay? Dad, we're celebrating our 57th anniversary here at Westwood. Daddy was pastor here for over 50 years at this church. And oftentimes he would say from this pulpit, when God is through with me, I just want Him to unplug me. You've heard that many times. Just take me home.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org. to hear more great teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer. This Saturday evening, December 5th, at 6 p.m., the Kingsmen will be with us at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope that you come out and join us for a great evening of music as the Kingsmen minister to us through song. That's this Saturday evening at 6 p.m., December 5th, at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope to see you there.